The Adventures of Ruby.
I had an appointment with the Tuca in Kismet, a nomadic city. The whole thing just picks up and moves. The buildings are all inflatables, different sizes, colors, shapes. Inflatable bubbles, balls, cubes, heads even, with the face of the creature who lives inside. Inflatable towers, minarets, eyeballs, lips that flash eats. I found the Tuca in a bar called The Thick Lip. His fat body was perched on a stool. Two of his tentacles were dangling down. Another was propped up on the inflatable bar, wrapped around a drink. The fourth tentacle was wrapped around a Frankie, created out of plastiflesh and circuits and programmed for pleasure. Above his main orifice was a thin blue mustache. On his head was a red fez. His three eyes looked a little glazed. The tentacles hanging down to the floor were wiggling, either in drunken ecstasy or searching for peanuts.
Ruby, you are a little late, and I am a little drunk.
I'll try to catch up.
Good.
Hey, bar droid, over here.
What'll it be?
A cliffhanger. Make it a double.
Have you seen the Capurian?
Buy the Tuca a drink.
Thank you, Ruby. Another laser blaze.
I'm seeing the rodent tomorrow.
Buy the Frankie a drink.
The Capurian cannot be trusted.
Oh, you just figured that out.
Buy the bar.
Get out of here, you little squeak. Somebody ought to pour some oil on that thing.
Buy me a drink.
Buzz off.
May I touch you, Ruby?
Be my guest.
You have an exquisite neck. Such necks are rare among humanoids. Rare.
I had the sensation his voice wasn't coming out of his orifice, but through the suction cups of his three-fingered tentacle. It was like a dozen little mouths humming on my neck.
I know you have no morals, Ruby. Neither do I. You know of the consciousness conspiracy? If we share our information, the galactic networks will pay beyond belief. Think about it, Ruby.
Tuca removed his tentacle and went back to getting drunk. The nocturnal creatures wandered in. The bar expanded. I swallowed my drink and ordered another. And I thought about it. I met with the little rat face known as Rodent Kapoor.
Rodent, yeah, not rodent.
Yeah. He's the creature that hired me to find out who's manipulating the media of this planet. We met in an out-of-the-way place known as Millie's Milky Way, a milk bar that serves milks from all sorts of extraterrestrial mammals. Millie had a chain of these things across the solar system, was hoping to go galactic. Just another health fad, but what the hell. Kapoor was waiting in a private booth. I slid in. Ordered a Devil Link's double, supposed to restore color to your cheeks. I forgot to ask what color are which cheeks.
Yeah.
That's vile.
You have something to report?
Who hired you, Kapoor?
I cannot tell you.
Well, when you can tell me, I'll tell you what I know.
That is not in the terms of our agreement.
Someone is monitoring me. I think it's you.
Ha ha!
Ha ha, you're a rotten bluffer, Kapoor.
I am a member of a group that wishes to see freedom of ideas.
Little rat-like ideas. You ever hear of the Black City? Or the Black Star?
The Black Star? In what reference?
Just... something I came across.
Where?
A Frankie.
An android? How would she know about the Black Star?
What do you know about it?
I have never heard of it. It sounds interesting.
Yeah, it does.
Who built her?
Lazar's android works, but who did her program is company confidential.
Find out.
I traced down the guy she was built for. Professor T.J. Taru, a digger.
The world-famous archaeologist.
Yeah, he's digging up the Great Zebu's jungle looking for buried Nullian cities.
I don't see the connection.
Neither do I.
What else?
Two techno-witches, Ofanof and Anofan. Some energy sources they're trying to measure.
What's that?
They're picking up readings coming from somewhere.
Where?
Who knows? They're not using conventional media.
What? Telepathy?
I don't know, no.
Who sent it? Extraterrestrials?
Get off it. We're all extraterrestrials on this planet.
What is it?
I don't know. It's in the air.
You don't know what it is? How did they receive it?
The mind.
What's that mean?
To receive it, you have to be tuned to the right channel.
Which channel?
Some mental channel.
Those techno witches would say something like that.
Well, that's it. That's the update.
Everything?
Absolutely.
We'll keep in touch.
Yeah, of course.
And now it's time for Frank Talk with a Frankie.
This is Angel.
This is Angel.
We are the Android Sisters. What is your question?
All of reality exists in our minds. Is that true?
What is your intelligence rating?
I'm classified as a 5.5555.
You understand we only speak to you on the level that you can comprehend.
I appreciate that.
For those of you watching out there, adjust your IT rating to 5.5555. What is your question?
I already asked it.
What is your question?
I said I already asked it.
What is your question? What is your question?
All right, I want to know if reality is in my mind or is it out there. I mean, what if it's all in my mind? I mean, change my mind, I could change reality. Right. Wrong. What? I'm confused.
Dear Confused, briefly, reality is merely what everyone agrees is real. What everyone agrees is not real does not exist.
Who programmed you?
Who programmed you?
How should I know? Everyone, I don't know. I'm still confused.
Dear Still Confused, you are confusing the symbol for reality. Money is a good example.
What about money? I like money.
I will use two pieces of paper as an example. Can you see this?
I see one piece of paper. The other's money.
Two pieces of paper.
What?
Here are two pieces of paper, both the same size, both just paper. Humans are obsessed with money.
Not all humans, just some of us. Most of us.
One piece of paper is worth 500 solar credits. The other is worthless, not even worth a solar centavo. Do you know why?
Sure, one is a piece of money and the other's a piece of paper.
They are both paper.
Yeah, right.
One has been blessed by the treasury wizards. The other has not.
That's it?
The symbol is controlling your mind.
I see.
Oh, our time is up. This is Angel.
This is Angel.
We are the Android Sisters. Until next time.
I located the digital circus at one of the large component garbage dumps. They were burrowing about through the piles of discarded electronic stuff, creating some pretty bizarre devices. I'm still not sure what these techies are up to. I found Andor sitting under a Hubba Hubba tree, looking nice and gloomy. Where's the Frankie?
Angel Lips?
Who else?
She's gone.
Walked off on her shapely plastic legs.
That's right.
I take it you got her running again.
She's running fine.
You didn't fall in love with her.
Sort of.
You fell in love with an android.
She understood me.
A high-tech bunny.
She was everything I ever wanted.
She has more success with men than I have. You're disgusting, Andor.
I know.
Where is she now?
Quapa.
What's wrong?
Quapa.
You got something stuck in your throat?
Quapa, a mining town in the northern quadrant.
Oh. What's she doing in the Quapa?
She's a...
Oh, a droid hooker. Wow. She's cute. She ought to do okay with all those horny miners.
Why do you want to know?
I want to see her.
Why?
You know why. She was dressed up like me when the Slimies blasted her. They tried to hit me a second time in Casino City. We got a case of mistaken identity here. I want to find out what she knows. Are you in pain or something?
I'm all right.
You look wonderful. Did she say anything more about the Black Star?
I don't think so.
Well, give it some thought, huh?
She didn't.
Well, I'm gonna talk to her. Anything you want me to tell her?
I hurt.
You want me to tell her that?
No, tell her... Oh, nothing.
Listen, Andor. There'll be other Frankies.
Not like Angel Lips.
You want me to cripple her for you?
No.
Okay.